Hey, hello, your second trial for Gorlick. A few minutes riffing on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the use of stories, of themes, and of tying those themes and stories to specific tactics and specific requirements. See, so much of what we do is about identifying risk, but then communicating what needs to be done. Now, communicating what needs to be done to different audiences too, right? To the people who need to know the details so they can make the right change, so they can flip the right switch, so they can implement the right protocol. And to the people who need to know the big picture so they can give you buy-in, so they can give you support, so they can make sure you got manpower to get it done, right? And those are two different audiences and two different messages. And it's very difficult to craft one that will resonate against both. So tip to you, think about us as a continuum between the stories and the themes of what we're doing, down to the tactics to implement those and the individual requirements. Here's what that might look like. It might look like going out and assessing some particular aspect of your program. Maybe you're going to give it a maturity model, right? Maybe you're going to say, what does maturity look like for this particular program? Maybe you're going to look at it against specific standards, right? So from a PCI perspective or a HIPAA perspective, what are my requirements and what do those look like? Maybe you're going to do benchmarking from a CIS benchmarks perspective. What specific tactics and technical configurations need to be made? It gives you a whole long list of requirements. Once you have the long list of requirements, you're going to highlight which ones. Hey, we're not meeting this, we're not meeting that, we're not meeting that thing. Let's assume you got like 48 of them, right? You can't just give your executive a list of 48 things and go through them and explain why they don't need to happen. But at the same time, you do need to give the technologist those 48 things so they do get done, right? So you don't want to lose track of those very, very clear specifics. But next thing we need to do is tie those all up in the findings. So you got a finding, and it covers like 13 different specifics. The finding may be, hey, you're at risk because unauthorized personnel may have excessive access to data and thereby presenting risk of either insider threat or them being phished or compromised to get that data, right? And that covers these six different findings. That's one way you take 48 findings or 48 requirements, you roll it up into, 20 different findings, 15 different findings. But even then, still pretty broad. So then what you can start doing is collecting these into broader themes. So for example, you may have one about excessive rights. You may have one about onboarding and offboarding and position changes. You may have one about making sure that you have alerting done if specific groups change, right? So you group all those into a theme, account management. And you group all that into a story about how you're giving the right people the right access to do their job, and that is supporting the organization's mission and what it's trying to achieve. So you end up with a many-to-one relationship of stories to two or more themes, to one, two, three or more findings, to several different requirements. And in this way, you may have hundreds of underlying requirements. You may have, 40, 50 findings. You may have three, four, five main themes, and you wrap it all up into one story about what the activities are being done to support the strategy of the organization. It's a way to report a whole lot of data in a very slimmed down way, but then drill down back into that underlying detail when you need it. It's a way to speak to the executive team in one or two slides and speak to the technologists in, minute detail so they know what to change. It's a way to bring those messages together and be able to scale up or scale down depending on the communication and depending on the time you have. One way that I think works very well. What works for you? Let me know. Hit me up in comments or in social media. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.